Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. It has been 2 weeks since my last confession. 2 weeks since I sat in this booth and confirmed to you how lust has overtaken my soul. 2 weeks since I took you in my mouth and sucked you like a whore and swallowed every drop of your delicious seed. I've tried to get help, Father. The very afternoon that I left this church, I found a therapist and scheduled an appointment. I told her about my addiction, about the need for flesh that consumes my every waking moment. I told her what an insatiable slut I've become, how I've given up so many things just to find a way to scratch this itch. She scheduled an appointment for me for later in the week. But during that time I was lost. I felt like I was adrift, floating in a sea of lust, needing some sort of tether to bring me back. But there wasn't one. I was floating farther and farther away. For days I tried so hard to be good, and I succeeded. I went to work, saw some friends, caught up on some shows. I even tried to take up cross-stitching to take my mind off all my nasty thoughts. But that didn't last long. Finally, after several days, I snapped. One night, while I was home alone, cross-stitching and hating every second of it, I tossed it across the room and then changed into the sluttiest outfit I could find. I wore a tube top and a tiny little skirt and an even tinier thong that hardly did anything to cover my bare pussy. And you know just what I did? I went to a bar and picked up the first guy who showed any interest. I took his hand and led him out back to a dark alley. It was so shady and nasty back there, and that just added to the thrill. I let him push me back against the wall and fuck me raw. And when he was ready to come, I dropped down to my knees and took his hot load down my whore throat. That should have been enough, but it wasn't. I went back inside and struck up a conversation with another guy, and it was rinse and repeat. I fucked 4 men that night, taking each of them into that filthy alley, swallowing 3 of their loads, letting the last guy pump his hot, sticky sperm up inside my slutty cunt. I felt like I'd been rejuvenated, like all that warm cum was a life force that sustained me. I was able to get through the next couple days with only impure thoughts, but no impure actions. Until I had my appointment with a therapist, and then she was beautiful, Father. Her hair, her eyes, her smile, her body, her perfect breasts, her tight, firm ass, and her legs. I knew I was doomed as soon as she walked out into the waiting room to greet me. I told her all about my problem. I told her how I was overcome by this sin, this lust, this never-ending desire to feel flesh, to feel mouths and tongues on my skin, to be licked and touched and kissed and fingered and fucked. I told her how I can never stop touching myself thinking about all these impure thoughts. I told her how I just want to come over and over and over. She was so kind and understanding, and she listened intently. So intently, in fact, that I got lost just looking into her eyes. Before I knew it, I had pushed my hand down into my pants, underneath my soaked pants, and started playing with my clit. I didn't even realize it, sir. I swear I didn't. It was like I was hypnotized. And she didn't stop me. She just kept watching me and looking into my eyes, nodding her encouragement. It was only when she whispered, "Come for me," that I finally realized what I was doing. I was so embarrassed and ashamed. By that point, I didn't care anymore. All that mattered right now was that I had an orgasm. And I did. God help me, I came so hard right there on her couch. I felt mortified and started to apologize. I was on the verge of tears, and she stood up and said, "It's all right. I can help." She told me to take my pants off and my underwear. I didn't hesitate, Father. I only nodded and stripped off everything below the waist. She moved to her knees in front of me, and I spread my legs so she could see my warm, dripping cunt on display for her. I felt like my whole body was on fire when she first touched my clit. I thought I would explode. She fingered me while she looked into my eyes, and she just kept nodding and saying, "It's okay. It's all right. I know what you need." And God, I needed it. I needed it so much. And then she started using her tongue. Oh, fuck. I'm so wet just thinking about it. She teased my folds and darted her tongue against my clit and licked up and down my slit while still fingering me. And I was completely lost in rapture. She tongue-fucked my hot pussy, and I came twice more, drenching her mouth and her face. And then she asked if I would return the favor, and I said of course. She lied back on the couch and hiked up her skirt, and I pulled down her panties. I stayed between her legs for several moments, taking in the sight of her pretty little pussy and the glistening pink folds. I took in deep breaths so I could inhale her scent, and then I dove in. It had been months since I had any pussy, and fuck, I devoured her. She tasted so good on my tongue, the most delicious nectar that nature has ever provided. And I made her come and come and come. I don't know how long I was down there. I know we must have gone over our session time, but I wasn't thinking about that. I was only thinking about pleasuring this beautiful pussy in front of me. I even probed my tongue into her puckered asshole and rimmed her while she squealed and screamed and told me what a perfect fucking whore I was. And I knew she was right. I am a perfect fucking whore, Father. You knew that as well as anyone. It was then that I realized, maybe I'm supposed to be. After I made her come, we shared a long, hot kiss, and she said she would love to see me again. I can't wait to go back. I can't wait to taste her. Maybe we'll use some toys next time. Maybe she'll give me a butt plug to wear around all day like a proper cunt. I left there feeling elated, even though it ended up being the exact opposite of why I went to see her in the first place. I was hornier than ever, feeling more liberated and more sexy than I had in so long. I knew I had to top that moment, but I couldn't think how. That afternoon, while scrolling through slutty real-life stories on Reddit, I had an epiphany. I read a story about a woman whose boyfriend tied her to a bed in a hotel room and kept inviting people in to fuck her. I suddenly knew what I had to do. This was a Thursday afternoon, so I booked a room at the local motel for Friday through Sunday morning. I arrived Friday at 5 p.m. The desk clerk was a guy in his early 20s. He was very sweet and had a great smile. I asked him how many copies of the room's card key I could have, and he told me 3 was the max. I pointed out that there was a whole box of blank card keys behind him, and it looked to me like he could make as many as he wanted. He admitted that was true and then asked why I would need any more than 3. I explained to him that I wanted to pass the cards out to strangers and have him pass them out as well, so anyone who was interested over the weekend could come up to my hotel room. He asked why I wanted total strangers going in and out of my room. And I said, so they can all take turns fucking me. And his face went bright red. I told him that if he would make 20 card keys, he could be the first to use my holes. He clearly thought some sort of joke was being played on him, but then he looked into my eyes and must have realized I was serious. He nodded and got to work. So excited at what I told him that I think he lost count and made 30 keys, which was perfect. I told him to keep half and hand them out to anyone who came in, as long as he made it clear that there was a free use slut in room 226 who needed to be fucked. He finished and then brought me upstairs to show me my room. And as soon as I opened the door, I pulled him inside and got his clothes off. We didn't make it 3 steps inside. He just yanked my pants and panties down roughly and spun me around like a rag doll and pushed me against the door. He rubbed my pussy and he could tell that it was soaked. And then he fisted his hard prick up inside me. He turned so nasty, Father. Like all of his most vile thoughts were given the chance to be freed. He called me a filthy fucking cunt. A nasty little cum dump. And he was going to give out room keys to every guy who came in off the street who needed a dirty twat to fuck. His words made me so horny that I came all over his dick. And then he let me go and exploded a giant load inside of me. He spanked my ass and told me he was going to be sure I got used the way I deserved that weekend. And oh God, Father, he was right. I barely had time to freshen up or put on slutty lingerie before the door opened. A handsome man in his early 40s entered. He said he heard a rumor, but he wasn't sure if it was a joke. And I assured him it wasn't. We kissed for a while and he touched me all over, tentatively at first and then with more arousal and excitement. It wasn't long before I was underneath him with my legs spread and he was drilling my wet pussy. And it felt so amazing, knowing that I didn't know who he was, that I didn't even know if he was married or single. I didn't even know his name, but his cock was pumping in and out of me. It still makes me soaked whenever I think about it. His whole body convulsed and trembled and he let out a groan and emptied his balls inside me. And he barely had put his clothes back on before the door opened and 2 guys in their early 20s came in. The man made a hasty retreat out of there and I got on my knees for the 2 guys, choking on their dicks, and they said they wanted to spit roast me. So I bent over and kept sucking one while the other fucked me from behind. And then they switched places. It wasn't long before they were spraying their loads all over my face. And that's how I went for the next 24 hours, Father. People kept coming in, sometimes 1 at a time, sometimes 2 or 3. One time, there was a group of 6, and they all passed me around like a fuck toy, which is exactly what I am. Sometimes a woman would come in. A couple came too, and I licked the wife's pussy while the husband fucked my ass. Yes, Father. All of my holes were open. I took cock after cock inside my tight little asshole. I got double penetrated twice, with one dick in my pussy and the other in my ass. I even went ass to mouth a dozen or so times. There were some lulls and even a period where I was able to sleep for about 6 hours. Although I seem to remember someone fucking me even while I was sleeping. For the most part, though, I spent all that time being used in every position possible. On my back, on my hands and knees, bent over the bed or against the wall. One guy in his 60s fucked me right on the floor. By that point, I was leaking so much cum out of my pussy that it was overflowing, and every thrust forced more out, dripping down my crack and onto my legs and the floor. I couldn't possibly tell you how many men fucked me during those 24 hours. 50? 100? 500? I'll never know. All I know is that whenever I looked up, there was a new cock in my face, or one ready to plow into my pussy or asshole. I took loads of cum in every way possible. On my face, my tits, my stomach. On my ass and back, down my throat, in my cunt, and in my ass. It was dripping out of me and glazing my entire body. I even took some selfies to remember the moment. Would you like to see them? No. Are you sure? It's a confession, Father. This is my way of confessing. Here's one of me on the bed, naked and covered in jizz. And here's another one with me sucking a hard cock. Oh, I like this one. One of the guys took this of me sucking his friend's balls while his other friend pumped a load onto my face. Don't I look like such a fucking whore, Father? I know how much you love it. I know how hard it makes you. Do you want me to text you these pics? You can jerk off to them if you want to. No? You sure? I can see how aroused you are. I can see you shifting in your seat. You're hard, aren't you? Rock hard. Do you need some relief? I bet you do. I told you the last time I was here that I would take care of you anytime you need. Would you like me to suck your cock again, Father? You know I'll do it. Or maybe you'd like it if I pulled up this tiny little skirt. What's this? It looks like I'm not wearing any panties. I know it's dark in here, but can you see how wet I am? My pussy is glistening. Do you like watching me rub it? That feels so good. Oh, my clit is so swollen. I can't help it, Father. I can't stop. Oh, no matter what I do, and no matter how hard I try to be good, it never works. I don't know why, even. No, fuck. I don't know why I even try. Sir, do you want me to bend over in front of you? Just like this? Do you want to slide your hard cock into my greedy little fuckhole? You know I need it, and I know you need it. You know you can use me for anything. Don't you want it, Father? Don't you want to feel this warm, soft, wet young pussy wrapping around your prick? Don't you want to pump in and out, in and out, as you feel my folds gripping you like velvet? All that arousal you're feeling, all of that sexual tension, all that buildup. You can let it all out. You can... Oh, God. Yes. Oh, yes, yes, yes. That's it. Oh, yes, just like that. Oh, my God. Oh, I love it. Oh, shit, your cock feels so good. Does my pussy feel good, too? Do you like being so tight inside it? Oh, yes, just like that. Oh, my God, please keep giving it to me. Oh, pound into me. Balls deep. Fuck, just like that. What? What did you say? You want to put it in my ass? I can't believe it. I'm such a bad influence. This is what happens when you spend time with degenerates like me. Yes. My pussy is soaked, so my juice is a worker's lube. Go on. Slide it in. Yes. Do it. Put it in my ass. Oh, fuck. Oh, that feels amazing. Oh, don't stop. Oh, don't stop. Oh, don't stop. Oh, yes. Keep going. Oh, did you tell me to keep my voice down? There's nobody in this building, Father. Oh, fuck. It doesn't matter. I don't care who yours. I want everyone to know I'm a fucking whore. Give it to me. Yes. Yes. Pound your prick up and send me also. Oh, fuck, you want to come, don't you? Oh, I know you do. You want to shoot all that hot cum into my hot little ass. You can do it, you know. That's why I'm here. It's my fucking purpose. I'm here to be used like a rape hole. To let everyone take out all their sexual frustration on me. I'm here to suck and fuck and take so many hot loads. That's why God made me, Father. Oh, you know it, and I know it. I'm here to be a cum dumpster, so treat me the way I deserve. Dump your fucking cum inside my filthy fucking asshole. Oh, yes. Oh, God, I love it. I can feel it pumping into me. Oh, it feels so good. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Here. Let me make sure I've gotten every drop. It tastes so good. You like how I clean your cock off after it's been inside my ass? You're still so hard. I bet you could go again. We can if you want, you know. No? Oh, you have other confessions to hear. I bet they won't be as good as mine. Here, I wrote down my cell number. You can take it. That way, if any other little sluts come in here and get you all worked up, you can call me, and you'll have a place to stick your dick. Thank you for listening, Father. I'm sorry I've been so bad. I'm sorry I've been such a dirty fucking whore. Although, I get the feeling that you're not so sorry at all.